Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come.
The curse from my birth, sinning from the beginning, the womb to the tomb, the grave to the grave, astray every day, every breath brings death, in Adam all die, in Adam all die. We're rebels like the devil, scheming like demons, prideful with our idols, disgusting with our lusting, twisted and sin sick, selfish and helpless, in Adam all die, in Adam all die.
Yeah. Everybody knows that they're guilty. Our conscience condemns us, shows us we're filthy. Truth be told, we really have no answers for why we fall short of our own moral standards. The evidence for God is simply bountiful, and it's illogical to think we won't be held accountable. A universal day of judgment approaches. Any rational notion of justice would presuppose this. And deep down inside, everybody knows this, but we disregard it, cause our deeds are atrocious. We prefer the vicious, our words are malicious, our slurs pernicious. We find the absurd delicious, depraved in our appetites. The things we crave are lacking light, cause sin got us enslaved and shackled tight. And if we ought to understand the fruit, we need to go back and examine the root. Yo.
The curse from my birth, sinning from the beginning, the womb to the tomb, the grave to the grave, astray every day, every breath brings death, in Adam all die, in Adam all die. We're rebels like the devil, scheming like demons, prideful with our idols, disgusting with our lusting, twisted and sin sick, selfish and helpless, in Adam all die, in Adam all die.
The world we live in wasn't always like this. The early days had perfect righteousness and bright bliss. Man and woman under God rule government at first, bubbling with mirth, immersed in loving with no hurts. God gave what theologians call the covenant of works, forbidden fruit. The day you eat of it, you'll be cursed. Husband wasn't alert, wife lacked discernment, entrapped by the serpent, and that was the first sin. The consequences were monumental. In fact, I'm not convinced they had a clue of what they gotten into. Their eyes were open more, truth in the lies. To their surprise, they didn't get the prize they were hoping for. They see their nakedness and now regret it. They tried to cover their guilt and then blame shit. How pathetic. And it's a true story. You want some evidence? We've been doing the same thing ever since. Yo.
The curse from my birth, sinning from the beginning, the womb to the tomb, the grave to the grave, astray every day, every breath brings death, in Adam all die, in Adam all die. We're rebels like the devil, scheming like demons, prideful with our idols, disgusting with our lusting, twisted and sin sick, selfish and helpless, in Adam all die, in Adam all die.
We talk Adam and Eve, cats think we throw it off, really. They don't think it relates to thugs in North Philly, but it's like Switchfoot said, we were meant to live, but in the garden, Adam was our representative. So when the judge executed the sentence, Adam's guilt was imputed to his descendants. Global calamity, major debt, pain, regret, the reign of death, total depravity. And yes, I'm aware that cats were not there, which opens the door to charges of that's not fair. But God is not subject to fallen notions of fairness. Besides, when it comes to God's glory, most can care less. We can't measure how we chase sand treasures and ban pleasures, similar to our ancestors. So instead of saying, if you were there, what you would do, seek your refuge in Adam, number two, 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 number two.
The curse from my birth, sinning from the beginning, the womb to the tomb, the grave to the grave, astray every day, every breath brings death, in Adam all die, in Adam all die. We're rebels like the devil, scheming like demons, prideful with our idols, disgusting with our lusting, twisted and sin sick, selfish and helpless, in Adam all die, in Adam all die.
The problem with the human race is not most deeply that everybody does various kinds of sins. Behind all of our depravity, behind all of our guilt, behind all of our personal sinning, there is this mysterious connection or union with Adam, our father, who sinned, and we being in him in some mysterious way also sinned and died and are condemned. What Christ has done for all who are in him is far greater than what Adam did for all who were in him. It's all about the superiority of the work of Christ for those who are in him over against what happened to all who were in